For the past 5 weeks, Wally Mafalosaray has been asking himself the question, what if? What if one of the nearly 300 girls who have been kidnapped in Nigeria was his sister or one of his nieces or cousins?
For me, it really touches home, and we're crying out here.
Mafalosaray is the president of the Indianapolis chapter of Nigerians in Diaspora Organization and helped lead a rally downtown to bring attention to the issue, which he calls an act of cowardness.
When cowardly people want to show how big of a cowards they are, they prey on the weakest people in our society. And this is what we see here with this group of bandits, cowards, that have decided to abandon going after men who can defend themselves and go after little girls.
Standing on the steps around Monument Circle, Hussaina Himu chants with a dozen others to bring the girls back home. Himu is from Niger, which borders Nigeria, and also has felt the impact of the terrorist group Boko Haram. She says the case has gone on too long and is losing patience.
Every time I see these girls on TV, I just start crying. It's 2014. Those girls cannot, in an African country, those girls cannot get just lost like that. They have to find them.
Himu has two girls of her own and wrote a book about young women being forced into marriage. She hopes the rally in Indianapolis keeps attention on the kidnappings and increases the speed of the recovery efforts.
They need to get the girls out back home to the parents. It's just sad. It's just sad. We just want everybody to come together. And together we will win this fight. And we will not stop until the girls are back to their home, to their parents.
City County Councilor Vap Asali is calling for more attention, too. He says the United States needs to be more aggressive in going after the terrorists who are responsible.
You know, you don't kill weeds by knocking off the bloom. You go straight to the roots. And these things are funded by capital from somewhere. So America has great opportunity and great resources to determine where are those funds coming from. Because this needs to be hit at the top and it has to be hit at the bottom. To starve this act of terrorism.
And while action against the terrorists is a point of emphasis, it's the lives of the young girls that are the primary focus. As a reminder, Mercy Sampson, who is known in the Indianapolis Nigerian community as Mama Calabar, read the names of some of those who have been kidnapped. Mama Calabar is one of nearly 10,000 Nigerians living in Indianapolis. She believes the gathering at Monument Circle can serve as a symbol of hope and inspiration for their native country.
Everybody's crying out, trying to console people back home. We that are here, that we are doing what we are doing to show them that we are in concern and we are still talking to the United States and we reassure them back home that something great is going to happen.
Calabar is hosting a gathering to pray for the kidnapped girls Saturday morning at a restaurant at 54th and Keystone. She says it's another chance to show solidarity and bring attention to an issue that is taking too long to be resolved. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.